In for Angry. Once again, it's Eric the Freedom Screamer back on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's great to be back with everybody. My web presence is courtroomwatch.com or .org. And we have with us Bill in California tonight. People, break out your pencils and paper. You're going to want to take notes. This is going to be a heavy-duty learning experience. We've got some great information to share. Well, what does immunize wisely mean? Not strictly medical immunization, but how about legal and lawful immunization? How to immunify, is that a word? Immunize yourself against the corrupt legal system as well as the corrupt vaccination, medical, big pharma, industrial complex that we all know and love so much. So with that, I'd like to thank the people who support Courtroom Watch and support what we're doing here. Pruitt's Tree Resin is a phenomenal product. I've got to give a little plug for them. They've really helped out a lot of people with not only their products, but also in the legal realm. So I want to encourage people to go to PruittsTreeResin.com and support people who support broadcasts like this. I recently saw an injury on my dog, the side of his head, and it was rather severe. I put the Pruitt's Tree Resin on there, and in less than 3 weeks, you was entirely healed. The hair's all coming back in. You'd never know there was anything wrong with the dog, and it was pretty bad. So Pruitt's Tree Resin is phenomenal stuff. Get some for your daily use, and get some for your bug out pack, because when you're in a pinch and you don't have medical supplies, this stuff works on just about everything: cuts, burns, wounds, infections, cysts, you know, subdermal hematomas, you name it. So with that, I want to welcome Bill. Bill, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thanks for having me on here. Appreciate it.
Great. So let me, Bill's web presence is theamericanvoice.org. That's theamericanvoice.org. And I want you to give me some feedback on my audio. You guys, Sam on the board, I want to thank Sam for being with us tonight. Sam runs the operation. Without Sam, we would not be here right now. So let me know if I need to go, something needs to be adjusted on my audio, because I'm doing this from the phone right now. So let me touch on seven quick things health-related, because I know people sometimes, you know, are expecting some health news out of this. So let me give you the seven big components of a healthy mind, body, spirit. Number one is vitamins and minerals. Almost everybody is deficient in some vitamin or another. Get yourself a good multi. They sell some on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I believe ExtendoVites runs a good ad, and they have good products. So try to support the network when you do that. Vitamins and minerals. Number two, amino acids. That's your proteins. The body should have half its weight in protein every day. So if you're 180, you should be getting 90 grams of protein a day. Very few people get that 50% mark. If you're 160, you want 80 grams of protein a day. If you're 200 pounds, you want 100 grams of protein a day. But without those amino acids in balance, you're going to have problems. Number three, enzymes. Enzymes are the catalysts. The highest concentration of enzymes of any food is apple cider vinegar. Get the stuff raw, unpasteurized. There's your enzymes. Next would be, number four would be essential fatty acids. They don't call them essential for nothing. That's your fish oil, flax, forage, evening primrose, etc. Hemp seeds are an excellent source of essential fatty acids and a complete protein. So kudos to hemp seeds. And they're delicious. You can get them at any store. Number five would be probiotics. That's your friendly flora in your intestine. Without a healthy intestinal tract, you can have the best food in the world, and it won't break down and get absorbed properly. So get your probiotics, your yogurt, your kombucha, your kefir, anything fermented, anything with probiotics in it. And the last two would be oxygenation and hydration. So do your deep breathing exercises, especially in the morning, and then a good water source. Your typical water filtration system does not take out most of the complex chemicals that we know are in the municipal water supply. So try to find a good source of spring water or something like that. So there's the seven big components of health. So with that, we're going to have some really interesting information tonight. Bill is a bevy of information. We did the National Intel Report a few weeks ago, and Bill laid out the history of how we all got to where we are now, kind of the overview. Tonight we're going to get into a little more detail. So I encourage people to get your pencils and papers out, take notes. You're going to learn something tonight. Bill is loaded with information, including historical reference, court case precedent, et cetera. And I think we're all caught up there. So with Bill, we're going to ask people to visit theamericanvoice.org. That's theamericanvoice.org. Follow what Bill's doing. Why don't we start off, Bill, with an update on your humanitarian mission? Because that's the most important thing, whether it's the Middle East where you're focusing on, or it's the Ukraine. I don't care about the Nazi Party in Ukraine or the bioweapons laboratories. I care that there's hundreds of thousands of innocent people getting blown out of their homes. The humanitarian catastrophe comes first and foremost above everything. And so, why don't we start off the broadcast with that, Bill? Give us an update on your mission assisting the Christians in Lebanon, I believe it is, who are having their food supplies stolen by the militias and then sold back to the needy people who actually need the food. So give us an update on your humanitarian mission, Bill, and then we'll move forward into the legal and lawful stuff. How does that sound?
That sounds okay. Well, the initial program that we tried to establish, which was extremely expensive, was to send a C-130 full of food over there and have it dumped off at coordinates that they were going to provide. And then we started calling around, and we found out that most of these quote-unquote humanitarian agencies here in the United States that say that they're going to feed people are not what they say, because we couldn't even get any of the big organizations to respond back to us for a humanitarian food lift. So we ended up, with our contacts that we have around the globe, we ended up setting up everything through another country that's able to use boats to deliver, which means that the roughly $400,000 that we were going to have to spend for fuel and the aircraft now can be sent to more food. We've been able to, for the same buck, we get more bang because we don't have to fly some 4 or 5 hours in an aircraft and do an airlift. So we're still moving forward with that. We still have a little logistical points that we have to finalize. The only thing that we're lacking right now is the funds, and hopefully that's going to be taken care of here in the next week, because we've finally got somebody that has been listening to us, that we're going to be talking to some folks in the United Nations here in the next week or so. The problem that we have, and most people in America are not aware, is there's, in the Muslim world, there's two factions. There's the Sunnis and the Shiites. The Sunni militias, or the Sunni Muslims, not the militias, they are being attacked by militias. But the Sunni Muslims are what you could consider the Christian side of the Muslims, because they believe in Jesus. They're surrounded on the south side of Lebanon, all the way down. They're clear at the north end of the area. They're surrounded except for that very strategic area that I'm not going to divulge, where they have access to foods that we can make arrangements to bring in if they were bringing them into the southern part, where most of your supply lines come from southern Lebanon and run north. Most of those food sources there are captured by the Hezbollah and ISIS and all the other Shiite Muslim fanatics that are there, and they're purposely trying to starve out the Christians. So even in war, you're not supposed to starve people. And Lebanon's really not at war, but they're surrounded by the opposing side of the Muslim faith. And that's what, as Eric stated, most of the food supplies that are coming in are being stolen by the militias, and then what they don't consume or keep for themselves, they go up and try to sell it back to the Christians. So that's not kosher. That's not the way it's supposed to work. So we're putting this food drive together. We haven't got it signed, but, you know, our initial, out of our church's capacity to send $1 million worth of food with the input of any donations that we can gather for that, we're going to try to send $1 million. And then we've talked to some folks who have said, well, that's not enough. We need to send $1 billion worth of food over there. So I'm in for that. Hopefully we'll be able to bring together the funding to do that here in the next week or so, because those folks are starving. They don't have any medication. They have no food. They have no clothing for their children. They have no baby food for their infants. We have a long list of stuff that they need, and medications is one of the things that they are sorely lacking. What we will be doing here in a few days, probably towards the end of the week, even before the food gets there, we have some new technology that we have not yet had introduced on a wide basis. We're still in a position where we're going to have Underwriters Laboratories do some examinations, but it's a fascinating technology. It's a direct proton-to-proton energy transfer. So far, what we understand is that it activates and increases the activity in the mitochondria inside your cells by, it quadruples the amount of activity, and it starts a healing modality within the body. It gets rid of pain like bad knees, shoulders, back, whatever, in less than roughly around 10 to 15 seconds, the pain disappears. We're going to be sending some of those over there for them to utilize until we can get the food drop and the medication. So that's something that we've been working on now for about a month. And hopefully we can get some more donations coming in the door. But hopefully with the people that we have now been brought together with here in the last week, we're still talking to them. Maybe we can come up with $1 billion of food, because that whole area of the world is war torn, and they don't report anything to us on the internet or even on the mainstream media right now. So, barring
how convenient with the distraction in the Ukraine. You know, that all this is going down. Now, with people, if they'd like to get involved with this, is there a donation provision at your website, The American Voice?
Yes, if you go to the landing page, you can go to the landing, bottom of the landing page, and there's a donate button there, and that'll take you to a contact form to fill out. You just put food in there, and whatever your donation, and when you designate that to the food drive, then all those monies that are designated there will go directly for the food drive. So it's there. There's that American Voice page will also direct you to a secondary website that we have that's called ourfourthbranch.org. That's a OUR and then the numeral 4TH. ranch.org, and you can go there, and we have, right now there's only one book there that explains, and some of this stuff that we're going to be going over is out of the book there that's available. That's called They Be Pirates, Matey, and it exposes a whole lot of history that nobody knows about, and the reason is that we discovered many years ago, working with a couple of old retired federal judges trying to figure out what had happened to America, and they directed us to a series of books, which they referred to as the books of the Benedictine, which we scoured law libraries around the country and could never find it. And eventually we found out that that wasn't the title of the book. The actual title of the book was The American Admiralty, Its Jurisdiction and Practice, which is the authority on the original grant of jurisdiction under the 1789 Judicial Act that created the federal courts, and that volume, those volumes define the federal jurisdiction, which is purely admiralty maritime. It's exclusively a federal jurisdiction. But the neat thing about that whole thing is it also defined the state court's jurisdiction and how they're supposed to operate. So what we found is we've been duped, America. We've been duped since the very beginning. We never won the Revolutionary. It was just a facade. And what basically happened is today, as a result of 245 years since the Declaration of Independence, America today is not being run by Americans. Okay? The proof of that is in the public record. Okay? And to go back to figure out what's happened here is that in 1810, in the Senate of the United States, was an original amendment under the original grant of jurisdiction under the original Constitution for the small U, United States of America. Okay? And to that original grant, the original Congress created an amendment called the 13th Amendment, but that original 13th Amendment, which was passed long before what the 13th Amendment that you would look at today and believe is the original 13th Amendment, was called the Titles of Nobility Amendment. Now think of this. Two places in the body of the Constitution itself, it talks about no titles of nobility involved in political process or government in this country. And then the Founding Fathers thought that titles of nobility were so dangerous to the republic that we were forming that they went ahead and created an additional amendment to the Bill of Rights called the Title of Nobility Amendment. And what that amendment did, it forbids any holder of a title of nobility from anybody. It doesn't matter where it is. It prevents those holders of titles of nobility from holding any office of profit or trust or either in any institution within the United States of America. Well, if you go to Blackstone's Commentaries on the Common Laws of England, and which is, if you've never heard of that, it's the original four books and two volumes that the Founding Fathers and the Pilgrims that came here, they actually brought those books, and they utilized those books to establish the earliest laws in our country, okay? And within there, there's a section of that book that's called the King's Precedents, or the Hierarchy of the King's Precedents, and in there it lists all of the, you know, titles of nobility, lords and barons and all those titles, and it goes all the way down. There's about 65 different titles. Well, two of those titles still are active today in America. One of those titles is called a doctor. Doctors are holding titles of nobility under the crown, and the other is called esquires. Esquires are also holders of titles of nobility of the crown of England, and we call esquires in America today attorneys and lawyers. Basically, what happened in a nutshell, there was a resolution of the king, and he resolved that he was going to surrender his forces to America, and we thought we won the Revolutionary War. The king sent all of his ships over here to retrieve all his redcoat regular army carrying the muskets and the swords and the bayonets, wearing their red coats and their hats. Sent whole armada of ships to America to pick all those soldiers up. Unbeknownst to most of us today, because we weren't alive back then. Okay.
Oh boy, it's tough. So we exchanged the red coats for the suit coats, and look what we got. The attorneys running the show. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer on RBN. Yeah. We'll be right back for this short break.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
On the Republic Broadcasting Network. You got to love the Herbie Hancock. Thanks, Sam. So before the ink was dry on the Declaration of Independence, the redcoats were shipped out and the suit coats came in. And before the ink was dry on the Constitution, the Judiciary Act of 1789 ruined it all. Bill, back to you.
Okay, yeah. So we got now today's Esquires, who are the attorneys and the judges, and they now have seized control of all the courts, all the corporations, all the states, all the counties, all the townships, all the court, everything. The Esquires control everything. Now, they're not supposed to be even here, period. especially not in the states. They're supposed to be in Washington, D.C. pretty much and nowhere else. Now, today what we have in our courts, and this is a statistical improbability, that at the federal level, we have a 98% conviction rate. Okay, now how is that possible if we don't have a rigged system that's completely rigged against the American people? And that's exactly what we have today. Everything is rigged because everything is corporations. Now, even the governments themselves are corporate entities. And for your own satisfaction, you can go to Title 28 of the United States Code. You can turn to Section 3002 and go to 15A, where it defines the United States as a federal corporation. Now, in 1871, it was incorporated. They incorporated the District of Columbia, made it a municipal corporation under a Vatican corporate structure that was brought here and then incorporated in Delaware. Okay, and today, all that's still operating. And because all these states get federal funding, it's a clandestine process that they put in place when they offered states federal funding. Then the states became subdivisions of the federal corporation called the United States. Just like if you went down and bought a Wendy's franchise from Wendy's, okay, all of the states became franchises of this municipal federal corporation. Okay, so today we have corporations, and everything's done by corporations for corporations. There's nobody in our legislatures today that represent the people themselves, okay? And it's all done through corruption. One of the things that we recently discovered here is how they got us into the position we're in. Now, I'm not going to name the specifics on this. We found that acts of Congress are written and placed in the public record, and according to the law, the terminology used in those acts are supposed to take the definitions of those words, which explains the intent the Congress. The Esquires, after those acts are passed, then they bring those acts and then they interpret the acts. And what we found, when you take the interpretation, which then becomes a statute, if you take the verbiage in the statute and compare it to the original verbiage in the act, you'll find that many of the acts where they've transferred and interpreted that into the statute, in the statute, they're leaving out key words and phrases that were in the original act. And by doing so, they herd us into this admiralty maritime jurisdiction of the federal government, even inside the states. So over the course of the last that whole switchover basically finalized back in 1966. We have it exactly out of their own words how they did that. That's in this Pirates book that we have, where we found these copies of the Judicial Act of 1789, of the authority on that, these books that were never put in the law libraries. We happen to find a copy of them sitting in a law library that they weren't even cataloged. They didn't even know they were on the shelves. So that's how we found them. So today, what we think we have is not what we have at all. We have a corrupt system with corrupt actors involved in that, that have corrupted many of the acts of the Congress. We're going to figure out what that is, you'd have to go back and review all of the original acts of the Congress and then compare those to the statutory provisions that came out of those acts. And you'll find that what they've done is they've switched everything and they moved us away from the law of the land called the law, common law, which is the law of the land and soil. It differs. It's a completely different system of law with its own set of rules for its court. It's operated by grand juries that are independent grand juries that will wait.
Bill, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's a fascinating discussion.
Thanks for joining Southern Republic Broadcasting Network. It's Eric Bill from the American Voice. We shall return.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Try not to get worried. Try not to turn on to problems that upset you. Don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine. And we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Everything's alright, yes, everything's alright, yes.
Sleep and I shall soothe you, calm you and anoint you, Merkel, your hot forehead out. Then you feel everything's alright, yes, everything's fine. And it's cool and the ointment sweet.
With Eric the Freedom Screamer. That's a soundtrack from Jesus Christ Superstar, one of my favorite female vocalists, Iman Elman. Bill, there was a scene, and I'm not big on TV, I haven't had one in 40 years, but there was an interesting movie put out by Mel Gibson called The Patriot. And in The Patriot, there was one of the scenes that really came and grabbed me, and it ties right into what you've just been talking about. the admiral, the high admiral, the I forget whether it was Cornwallis or who it was, but I forget which historical character he was representing, but he was the big cheese in charge of the British forces. And when he was having a kind of chastising one of his lower officers, one of the captains or majors, who was burning down the colonial, you know, villages and, you know, pillaging people and killing people who resisted and taking their guns and et cetera, he chastised the lower officer and says, now, you know, you have to remember, when this war is over, there's going to be commerce between the two nations, the British Empire and the newly formed republic, whatever. So, and it was very interesting that, you know, the higher ups, they're looking past the war, man. They're not dragged into this, you know, which forces are, you know, making which advances today, and where do we stand, and where's this all going to go? They're looking way down the road to commerce, which is international. So when Bill is talking about Admiralty maritime law, that is, by its very nature, international, under the auspices of the United Nations. And international law is now usurping, taking priority and precedence over the common law. I saw something very interesting in my travels out west. I was in the middle of, it was either Idaho or Montana, way inland, not near any body of water at all. And there was a sign that said port of entry. I'm like, port of entry in the middle of a landlocked area. That just took me, this was in my way younger days, so that was one of the things that got the gears turning. And one last little thing I want to mention before we take it back to Bill. Bill's from theamericanvoice.org. That's theamericanvoice.org. Is the statements, well, because you brought up the Vatican, and, you know, I know I ruffled a few feathers in some of my previous broadcasts on RBN, you know, exposing the Vatican and the undue influence it has over our legal system, economic, and so many other components as well. But the statements of the Archbishop of Canterbury, and this is a few years ago, where he talked about the unification of the Church of England and the Vatican Church, the Church of Rome, and how they were one and the same now, operating as, you know, more or less what you might call a one-world religion, or at least on the same page. So that united the Esquires of London, who have taken over our legal system, Esquires loyal to London, with the Church of Rome, and all its influence and all its people it has in some of the top intelligence agencies in the world. Back to you, Bill.
Okay. That's exactly what happened, and we can go into much detail here, but we want to go through this and get your pencils out, because I'm going to start slamming you here with stuff that you need to look at. Now, first of all, the system today we have is not even the same universe as the system that was established by our founding fathers. And I'm going to give you some case sites here for you to go look up for yourself. And the first one I'm going to give you is called Self, S-E-L-F, Self versus Ray, R-H-A-Y. You can find it at 61 W-N in parentheses 2D, which means WN second volume or second edition, at 261. So the whole site is Self, B, Ray, R-H-A-Y, 61 WN 2D, 261. This is the quote from the decision. The common law is the real law, the supreme law of the land. The codes, rules, regulations, policies, statutes are not the law. That coincides with what we just found, because they're taking the intent of the Congress, they're interpreting it into what the Bar Association wants to read, and they turn it into a statute, and then they hold our feet to the fire for those statutes, when those statutes were actually created to hold corporations and the public officials to the fire. Now, the second site I'm going to give you here is called Rodriguez versus Ray. Rodriguez versus Ray, and this is R-A-Y Donovan. Ray Donovan. Rodriguez versus Ray Donovan. It's a U.S. Department of Labor case. It's a 1985 case. You can find it at 769 F period 2D 1344 1348. 769 F period 2D1344-1348, a 1985 case. This is the decision of that court. Quote, all codes, rules, and regulations are for government authorities only. No human, creators in accordance with God's law, all codes, rules, and regulations are unconstitutional and lacking due process. Okay, now we could get into a whole long dissertation on why it lacks due process, but we're not going to do that here. That's, you can go through classes that we'll be bringing forward under our fourth branch. Edith Jones, if you've never heard of her, she was the Chief Justice of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. And on March 7th of 2003, she addressed the Harvard class. And her statement, one of those, you need to look that up on the internet and go read her entire dissertation there, blow your mind. She basically said that the American judiciary has been corrupted almost beyond recognition. Now, that was 2003. Okay, now we all know what's happened just in the last 2 years, what little rights that we thought we had left. Most of those have now been stripped, and now the World Health Organization and all the elites of the world are trying to strip down everything else through these processes that they're doing. Okay, our biggest threat to our country right now, in my opinion, is the cognitive dissonance of the people themselves. They, when you try to inform people of the facts, they just kind of turn off and stare into the distance. Okay, so the question is, how do we get here? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a listing here of the various steps in a quick timeline of what happened to get us in a position where today Americans are not ruled by Americans. They're all ruled by foreign agents of a foreign power. And that foreign power is the Crown of England. The element that they utilize is the bar associations. Okay, the international. Got a book here. You can actually go, and I'll give you this real quick before I get onto these things. We'll do this. You can go to the 81st Congress, second session, House Report number 3123. 81st Congress, second session, House Report number 3123. The name of the report is the Report on the National Lawyers Guild, the Legal Bulwark of the Communist Party. Okay? In your own Senate, 1950, this is September 21st of 1950, they told you, and I'm going to quote directly out of the report here, the National Lawyers Guild is the foremost legal bulwark of the Communist Party, its front organizations, and controlled unions. Since its inception, has never failed to rally to the legal defense of the Communist Party and individual members thereof, including known espionage agents, and it goes on and on and on. So they tell you that your own Senate told you what you're experiencing today. They informed the American people what was going to happen clear back in 1950, but we didn't heed that. So what happened? How did they proceed to get us in the position we are? Well, the first step they did was in December 26th of 1933. You can find this at 49 Statute 3097, Treaty Series 881. It's called the Convention on Rights and Duties of the State. And in that act, Congress replaced statutes, the American statutes, with the international law, placing everything under international law, Admiralty Maritime Jurisdiction. It's actually the Admiralty Maritime Jurisdiction is actually Roman civil law. It's been brought on our soil. Okay. The next thing that they did on December 9th, 1945, under the International Organization Immunities Act, that act relinquished every public office of the United States over to the United Nations. Then they came along, and you can find certain things in various places. It's kind of all over the place. They put this all out here and hide stuff so we can't find it. If you go to Title 22 of the Code of Federal Regulations, at 92.12 through 92.13. So that's 22 CFR 92.12-92.13. The heading is Foreign Relations. It states that an oath is required to take office. If you go to Title 8, United States Code, at 1481, Title 8, USC 1481, it states once an office or once an oath of office is taken, citizenship is relinquished. You thus become a foreign entity, agent, or state. That means that every public office is a foreign state, including all political subdivisions. Every single court and the court's personnel is considered a separate foreign entity. If you go then to Title 22 of the United States Code, under Foreign Relations and Intercourse, under Chapter 11, 22 USC, Chapter 11, Foreign Relations and Intercourse, it identifies all public officials as foreign agents. That means anybody that wears a badge, anybody that collects a paycheck from any kind of a government agents or agency is a foreign agent of a foreign power. Now, if you go to Title 28, which I already mentioned, Section 3002, Section 15A, it states that the United States is a federal corporation, which means it's not a government. It's a corporation like Wendy's. It's for profit. Okay. If you go to Title 28 of the United States Code and you turn to 4J, Rule 4J, it states that the court jurisdiction, meaning the jurisdiction of the federal courts, so the court jurisdiction and immunity falls under a foreign state. Okay. Starting to get the picture here? Title 22, Code of Federal Regulations, at 931 and 932, which is just a few pages back from what we cited it earlier here, states that the Department of State has to be notified of any suit, in turn has to notify the United States citizen of said suit. Why? Because we're supposed to have, as sovereigns, immunity from foreign agents' collateral attack against our property. But we can go into a dissertation and show you how they circumvented that as well, but we're not going to do that here today either. So if you go to Title 28, where you can find that Foreign Sovereign Immunities Act, is found at Title 28, United States Code, 1602 to 1611. Called the Foreign Sovereign Immunities Act. It allows the jurisdiction of a court to be challenged, okay, as a sovereign, because you're not supposed to be subject to foreign laws inside America. We brought the British system. We brought it here. We changed it. We added the Bill of Rights. We added a whole bunch of stuff to that, and then we created the American system out of the British system, which is much better. It eliminated slavery and all the stuff, the lords and the caste system and everything, we thought. But they very shortly brought that right back around and slammed us with it. Okay. What has happened now is that in the 81st Congress in 1871 is when they created that corporation that now is operating as the United States, which is different than the United States of America. Historically, imagine this, but the National Education Association, which controls all the curriculum for all of the schools in our country, okay, started doing that roughly in 1938. They've led us down the highway away from the reality of what really transpired in the early years of our country. Now, today, everything is corporations. It's corporations operating for corporations. The people themselves are left out in the woods. Our American founding fathers, however, left behind a system of law that's utilized. It was left for you and me, the common people, to utilize and regulate. That's called the independent grand and petit juries that operate independent of the legislative judiciary, and executive divisions of the government. It's its own agency, so to speak. It's the right of the people, and it's how we, the people, are supposed to provide self-governance to ourselves. Okay? Unfortunately for us, that system ceased to be operable at the beginning of the Civil War. And then they reconstructed America under the Reconstruction Acts. Okay, and that's where we're operating today. They reconstructed America away from being a republic and turned it into a democracy. And there's a whole history on that that you can find. It's also very hidden. Okay, it's not out for the people to look at.
Hold that thought, Bill. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer with Bill from theamericanvoice.org. Stay with us. It's the Republican Broadcasting Network. Eric sitting in for Ingrid tonight on Immunize Wisely. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My mind is clearer now. At last, all too well, I can see where we all soon will be. If you strip away the myth from the man, you will see where we all soon will be. Jesus! Started to believe
the things that serve you. You really do believe this talk of God is true. And all the good you've done will soon get swept away. You've begun to matter more than the things you say. Listen, Jesus, I don't like what I see.
The Freedom Screamer. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm sitting in for Ingrid tonight. You're listening to Immunize Wisely. Ingrid needed a break tonight, so she turned the microphone over to myself and Bill. We appreciate Ingrid thinking of Eric the Freedom Screamer when she looks to have a substitute guest. So, Bill, I think some of these decisions that you've cited are great ways to fight any type of legal action, you know, even if it's just something small like a traffic ticket or a parking ticket. I've been getting calls from people on that. You know, what do? I would keep kicking it back to that. Hey, the common law is supreme. The statutes are subservient. You know, I think a really good case can be made by looking to some of these older cases that you cited. What do you think about that?
Well, they're basis, but there's a lot better. There's a lot better arguments that can be placed before the court, and it all goes back to jurisdiction. Okay. The law says that there's basically seven elements of jurisdiction. So if you're charged with a statutory provision, the law says that, and you can, there's case law that says this, that you can, the Rabinowitz case, Rabinowitz versus Robert F. Kennedy. It tells you in that decision that the prosecutor must come into the courtroom with the corporate charter and the law in hand, okay? And there's seven elements of jurisdiction in each of the charges that they bring. So if there's one charge, then the prosecutor's supposed to put seven elements of jurisdiction in writing on the record to prove that the court has subject matter and in personam jurisdiction. Now, the court already has venue jurisdiction. That's the courthouse where it is. If you're in the county, you live in the county, it's got venue jurisdiction, so you can't contest it. But an old case called Hagens versus Levine. I thought I had the case site in front of me. I don't, but it's an old case site. Hagens versus Levine says you have the right to challenge the jurisdiction of the court. Okay, and there's a stack of, I mean, probably a foot tall of Supreme Court's ruling that go to the jurisdiction of the court. And what happens with the court moves forward without jurisdiction properly? But the problem that we have today is nobody follows that. Nobody follows the law in the courtrooms. They only do what they want to do now because we are determined to be absolute slaves. They are the overseers. They're the masters.
Yeah, boy, what a position we've been put in. Okay, we have top of the hour break. We'll be right back. This will be a short one. Hang in there. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer with Bill from the American Voice. We'll be right back to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We are occupied. Have you forgotten how put down we are? I am frightened by the crowd, for we are getting much too loud. And they'll crush us if we go too far.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.